This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this day, let's stop in our hearts and minds and create a little quiet space to listen to God as we just read a passage from the Bible. That's how God speaks to us so often. We open our Bible with an open heart and listen for what God might be saying to us personally through the truths in the Bible. We're going through the book of Romans in the Bible, such a fantastic section of the Bible, teaching on the Christian life. And we come now to Romans chapter 8 and starting in verse 14. Paul's just been talking about the fact that God's Holy Spirit lives in us as believers and enables us to live a victorious life, living life the way we want to as Christians. He goes on now to say, "For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery, leading to fear again." That's not how our relationship with God is. "But you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, 'Abba, Father.'" You know, Jesus Christ is the only Son of God by nature, but we become sons and daughters of God by adoption. And God's Holy Spirit just gives us that assurance in our hearts. Yes, God is our Father, and we can call him Abba, which was the Hebrew way of saying Daddy. "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him." Now, this is such an important principle of life as a Christian. First we suffer, then we're glorified. You see what he says? "If indeed we suffer with Christ, in order that we may also be glorified with him." When are we glorified? Well, of course, that happens when we die and this fallen body is left behind and we go to be with God forever. But the description of life here on earth is first we suffer with Christ. And there is a lot of experience of this fallen world that we experience as Christians, don't we? We don't escape the fact that people can be rude and cruel and unloving and unkind. We experience the pain of life in this world. We don't escape the fact that our bodies are fallen in this world just like everyone else's, and we can experience physical pain and suffering and sickness. We don't escape that either. And yet our response to it in a godly way is what leads to glory. Paul goes on, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time," this life on earth is the time of suffering, "the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God," that day when we're glorified. "For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pain of childbirth together until now. All of creation became fallen when mankind sinned, and one day God is going to wind up this world, this fallen universe, and make a new creation. For we know the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. We can't wait to leave this fallen body behind. For in hope we have been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope. Why does one hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see with perseverance, we wait eagerly for it. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.